when you said that you get these ideas and then I run with them, I feel like you release these wild horses and I like ride on them.
You've got like a lasso and you've got to reel them in and you're like, whoa, boy. And you're like, here we go. And welcome to another episode of Goddess Hangs.
Episode number 80.
Woo! 80 episodes.
80 is Grady.
80 is Grady. You know what they say. They all say it. I'm Sadie.
And I'm Juliet.
Obviously. And we created Goddess Hangs podcast to make the world of mindset, manifestation, and magic more relatable and
fun.
Wow. You did it. So we're going to forego catch up time this week because we want to share so much with you. Like literally the frameworks for how we became profitable, multi-passionate business owners, both separately and together, in a very short span of time. So we're excited to share it all.
We're going to take you behind the scenes. We're going to tell you how we did it, how we do it, how we're continuing to grow and scale. It's something that we get asked a lot. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, in the spirit of quantum leaping, in the spirit of quantum creation, we are going to break down how doable it really is. Mm-hmm. And it is the epitome of how hard could it be energy. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we sort of continue to surprise and impress and blow ourselves away with all the things that we've been able to manifest over the, I think it's exactly 18 months. It hasn't even been 2 years.
Yeah, especially definitely together. And then I think I like kind of started my business around spring, like coming up on 2 years, but I didn't actually have any offerings for the first like 3 or 4 months. But that, I mean, you can start that way. I just started putting it out, posting like I was a business, and just figuring it out along the way. I'm a very fly by the seat of my pants kind of gal sometimes. So
no. You.
Me.
It's my favorite quality about you, truly.
And you help ground me and actually make it happen. Like, that's why we're the dream team.
We are the dream team. And we've made our lists of, oh, here's what we've created, here's what we've done, but we've never really taken you behind the scenes of how.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many people are just deeply curious.
And I just want to just put it out there right now while you're listening. If your wheels start turning and you start getting inspired, we really want to invite you into our program, Quantum Goddess. We created this program because of all of this stuff we're about to share with you, and we are going to give you the juicy deets that you'll be able to take and work with completely free today. But if you want to like really dive in and really quantum leap those ideas that are getting you excited right now as you listen, talk to us. Check out this program. The link will be in the show notes. Hopefully there's spots left. And we're so excited to support you because you're about to hear all of the things we've learned. And the program is just going to be the sort of like cut and dry, like super simple. This is how it applies to you. It's a small group. So we are in it with you. We are there to support you. It's really fun. It's really powerful. So just keep that in mind as you're listening. When those ideas start churning, we're ready to support you in bringing them into existence in 3 short months and only a few hours a week. So
I know nothing is more fulfilling, exciting, fun. Everyone who's moved through the program is so grateful. They took the leap and the risk, and they're just beaming, and they feel new senses of freedom and success and all these beautiful things. So
yes,
we're here for you. We're dying to work with you. And let's start with when we began. Mm-hmm. When we released our first, well, let's back it up. When we began, I want to be abundantly clear that from the beginning of our journey together 18 months ago up until now, We have not had an investor, a financier. Mm-hmm. We've never had a manager, an agent. We've solely represented ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have hired an attorney to help us with one contract. Mm-hmm. The others we have figured out ourselves.
Yep.
And other than that, like, I just want to paint the picture that we're not coming from this world of like, we have a team of 80 helping us or even a team of 5. We yeah. really have figured out how to sort of run the business together. We do have an amazing assistant, Anna Lynn, who does our clips for us and has helped us prepare for the retreat. And then my wonderful dad produces the podcast. He takes the audio, the video clips, puts it all together mm-hmm. and sends us a final video. That's the extent of the help and support that we have on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't changed really since we started. So I want to just lay this out. So if you are feeling like, well, I really want to start this idea, I really want to start this vision, but I don't have a team, or I don't have mm-hmm. $20,000 to invest in it and all these things, or I don't know enough about it to even begin. None of that really matters
yeah.
in the spirit of just beginning. I think a lot of us get very caught up in like, it has to be perfect and, you know, all these things. And it's so fun to look back at our cover art and all these things mm-hmm. that we did. Our branding was all over the place. Like, it's very important to just begin.
Yes.
And so I just want to paint that picture. So when we began our podcast, we did have the beautiful benefit, although this is not a requirement, mm-hmm. of Craig had this fabulous equipment.
Yeah. I think this is an important thing to know. I had the equipment first, so I was like, why not start a podcast? But you can reverse engineer that. You can say, I want to start a podcast, so I'm going to be resourceful and figure it out. I know people that started out their top 50 podcasts by talking into the voice notes in their phone and then uploading that. You do not have to have a fancy microphone. Pop in your headphones and maybe you could go into like a closet to like cut out outside noise if you live on a busy street. There's so much you can do. You do not need to start with top of the line. Like, yes, quality matters. So as you move forward in your journey, if like, for example, podcasting is for you, or if there's some sort of like equipment that you would like to have for what you do, yeah, make that a priority to plan for investing in that for yourself. But that is not where you have to start. And that's not where you should start.
and to not wait. I mean, the same goes with music, and I'll circle, you know, a number of things back to mm-hmm. a music career, you know, to record your demos, even just one track, one take recordings on your phone or on any little device that you have or you can get your hands on, and put it up on SoundCloud and let people hear what you have to share, because to get to book recording sessions, they want to hear what they're going to work with. So it's like, you know, all of my original recordings were just me pressing record and playing piano and singing mm-hmm. and people would hear it and they would tell their friends, and then, you know, it's just, you just have to begin. I'm using this little Rode mic at my house, RODE. It's this great little device. I think it was like $100. Mm-hmm. So not an insane investment by any means, but I've recorded meditations on this. I've recorded demo songs, anything I've done for Sesame Street, I've done it on this microphone.
Yeah.
I think there's just this very false belief, like we're chatting about, that, well, I don't have access to a professional studio. This is my bedroom. This is where I do work that I get highly paid for. And mm-hmm. so you don't necessarily need state-of-the-art this, top-notch this, to begin to make a living to go for it. So that's like the first myth that we want to debunk, whether you're going to do a podcast, you know, your music, meditation, whatever it is that you want to create, in any capacity, you can do much more than you actually think you can with what you have like in front of you.
Yeah, we tend to really overcomplicate things for ourselves, and that's our ego talking. That's all it is. And that's something I've learned from Juliet. She's very gifted at simplifying, like oversimplifying. Like, it's so easy that it's ridiculous if you don't do it. The complications, yeah, there's going to be hard parts in the journey. There's going to be parts of the journey that you feel stuck or like giving up, but it's not because it's difficult to do the thing. It's more of an energetic space that you move through. Because, I mean, to be honest, I think we can both speak for this. Being an entrepreneur is a fucking roller coaster, and that's mm-hmm. fine. But I'd rather be on a roller coaster than just taking a slow moving flat train for the rest of my life, coasting, being safe. I'd rather experience the lows and the wild highs, and that's me.
I love the idea of, like, I think I read this in Jen Sincero's You Are a Badass, I think, when she says, like, I just want to know how much I can get away with.
Yeah.
Like, how much can I get away with? Mm-hmm. It's so fun. So the way that we just, on the practical side, we put the audio and the video together. We have a little intro and a little outro that we made mm-hmm. in Canva. We
Canva.
Make so many things in Canva. Thank you, Canva, for existing.
Mm-hmm.
And we upload it through a platform called anchor.fm.
Totally free.
Totally free. Mm-hmm. Totally free. You could record a podcast of you talking to your dog for 15 minutes and upload it on anchor.fm. There are no gatekeepers, whether you want to upload a podcast or your music even. Music, you could go through DistroKid, CD Baby. There's a bunch of other ones too. But you can do so many things independently now. This idea that we need to wait for somebody to come discover us, find us, save us, free us, it's very... it also might be the ego in disguise, because you can make something at home and you can get it uploaded the next day.
I think that's a really important note, is that, like, now that the internet exists and it has matured, it has so much out there, there are no gatekeepers anymore. You don't have to be, you don't have to have a manager or an agent to get in. Like, we can put ourselves out into the world, and if making money through your own means, if making money online is something that you desire, it's not something everyone desires, but if you desire it, it's easy and it's possible, and there's really no excuse not to. If that's something you desire, it's as hard as we make it. Really, truly, because I made it be so difficult in my head for a decade. Like, I always wanted to be a digital entrepreneur. I just dreamed and dreamed and dreamed of being able to work from whenever, wherever, all that fun stuff. And I made it so complicated. And then I started, and yeah, like, it took a little bit to gain the momentum and figure out the kinks and whatever. And there's still sticky spots, and there always will be, because that's part of growing and expanding and evolving. But it's not hard. It's really not. There's so much potential out there, and whatever it is that you want to do, there's someone out there who's excited to see you do it and excited to pay you for it. There really is, because we have access to literally everyone now.
I know. And I think about any time that we've run into any questions, everything is searchable.
Mm-hmm.
Literally everything.
Google University, YouTube University, it's all out there.
You know, we didn't have a background in podcasting. We didn't have a background in running retreats. We'd never made decks before. Like, we'd never worked live events in this capacity. Like, there's all sorts of things that if you have a question, like, oh, how does this work? You can just look it up. So that's another myth I want to bust. You don't need a business degree, a communications degree. If you have one, that's great. I'm very pleased and proud with the degrees that I have. But none of them really roll into this work.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's sort of never been a better time to just run with your passions, because you have as equal of a chance as anybody else, in a way that has never before been a thing.
Yeah.
So just knowing that, like, anything you need help with, you can look up. And I don't know how many hours we've logged, how many thousands of searches we've done just trying to figure out different things, mm-hmm. figure out, you know, things about starting an LLC, figure out, you know, the best place to print up this or create this. It's all just stuff, you know, our curiosity leads, mm-hmm. like, leads the way.
Yeah. It's following your intuition, being stubborn and being like, I'm going to figure this out. I will find my way. Investing when your intuition feels called to, and that's really where the quantum leaps, I think, happen, is when you're willing to go, this I want help with, and knowing when to ask for help and when to seek out help and when to invest in a mentor. That's been a huge part of our journeys as well. But there's so much you can figure out on your own. So there's no excuse not to start. Start today. Or if you've sort of lost the energy, the momentum on an idea you once had, this is your sign. And then don't be afraid to like get help. Don't be afraid to invest in help when the time is right for you, when your intuition is calling you, because that's been another major factor, is just that balance of like, I can do so much on my own. And then I also know when it's time to say, I really look up to this person and I see the moves they're making and I want that. Like, I want to get in that energy and find that in myself.
What was so synchronistic was that when Sadie and I both sort of made this inner decision, like the pandemic really kicked off, 2020, kicked off. That makes it sound fun.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah! It kicked off in winter, spring of 2020 times. And it was a real big, it was a very difficult time for, I think, most people. And it was also a big wake-up call for you and I and a lot of people that we know. And it was a time when I realized, you know, I can keep staying where I am. I can keep trying things the way I'm trying them. I can keep sort of living the same year on repeat where I am doing some things that make me happy, but I'm really so far from the life that I want. And it's like, so it's driving me nuts. And that was a time when you and I both separately, without confabbing with each other, signed up for two programs, two courses, back to back.
Two pricey programs that were a risk to invest in because we had lost our jobs.
Yeah. I mean, I had mine for a little bit longer, but I knew it was time to move on. But it was, oh no, but we did. We weren't working because of, okay. So, but it just felt like the most guided thing to do, even when, you know, I wanted to develop, and Sadie, we did the same thing. We both wanted to develop these intuitive gifts in us that I sort of always knew I had, but never really like allowed myself to work on. I could have probably gone another 10 years and gotten there, or I did like 8 weeks with this person and it completely changed my life.
Yeah.
Medium Megan Hart, who we love very much. Yes. So it's just like part of this leap was betting on ourselves and investing in people who knew something that I really wanted to know and who had the energy that I really wanted to be in. And it truly changed my life. And I'm always very careful when I give this advice because I don't want anybody to think that that's the only way to do it or that you have to like go into debt to get where you want. I mean, that is a choice and it works out for a lot of people. But it did truthfully changed both of our lives, and we're so grateful for the mentors and the coaches that we had, and we would not be here today. So yes, that is the message, is we did ask for help in that capacity.
I'll say this, if you're like, you know, I have been soaking up lots of free content and learning a lot, and this is the, I guess this is how it sort of went for me, because I became like obsessive with learning about manifestation and mindset and abundance, money mindset and magic and all of these things. And I was reading, I was devouring books, devouring podcasts, all of my favorite coaches, signing up for their email lists to get their free gifts, you know, like doing everything. And I was learning a lot and I was making big changes and things were really changing in my life. And then I got to a place where I felt like I had sort of, I don't know, like my vibration had adjusted to all of this new information that was incredible and valuable. And there was this feeling that I want more. And my intuition said, this is how you get more. Like this trust to take this leap. You've done all of this work and you're doing amazing. And the next level is waiting for you here. So another gift in investing in a mentor or a group program is the accountability part of it. Because that was what it was for me. There's a difference between reading and learning about magic and manifestation and mindset and applying it to your life. And so I knew all there was to know. I knew everything down to my core, but I wasn't necessarily applying it to my life. I was in ways, and there was changes happening, but I knew I needed to be in a group program for the accountability and that energy and being in that coach's energy for me to make it, like, fully apply it to my life. So the accountability factor for all of the programs I've been a part of has been the biggest part of the investment, because a lot of the stuff in those programs, I was like, oh, like, I knew that, but it hit differently when I paid for it. I took more out of it and I applied it rather than just knowing it, if that makes sense. Instead of just thinking and contemplating about it, being in a group program made me get off my ass and apply it to my life. And you can get off your ass and apply this stuff to your life with the free content, don't get me wrong, but that's what it did for me. Is it applied to my life in a whole new way. It held me accountable.
There's, you know, when we were on the, we've been on the learning side of it, and we'll continue to be with different, you know, programs and mentors, and being on the teaching side of it, seeing what it did for the people who really made the choice was unbelievable. The results were unbelievable. So that was a piece. So I don't, you know, it's like in sharing the transparency of what it has taken for us to get to where we are right now, which is still just the very beginning of a long, juicy journey to come. It behooves everyone for me to mention that we did invest and get into some really powerful educational and mindset content with people that really were excited to support us and see us succeed. And it's pretty priceless, like some of the best money I've ever spent in my life. So
absolutely, better than the money I spent on college, I'll tell you that. For me, at least.
Oh my gosh. So, no, I mean, it definitely sticks with you longer. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, okay, we've chatted about the fundamentals of such sort of putting together the podcast. I also want to mention, like, you know, we have this really great little studio room in your house, and you put up this great green background. You can make a podcast background out of anything. You can make a photo shoot set out of anything.
Hang a tarp, or not a tarp, but like you have on the wall, a tapestry in a corner of your house, and put your favorite chair there, and that's your recording setup. Like, you don't even have to buy new stuff at all.
There's so much opportunity for, what is it, like, necessity is the mother of invention or something. Like, there's so much opportunity to get really creative, and it doesn't have to look like that person's show over there or whatever, that person's business over there. So that is sort of the way that we set up and continue to run the podcast. Let's chat about another piece of our business. What do you want to do next?
Let's talk about creating and selling a deck, because that was a really big, what it felt like it was going to be an insanely huge undertaking that I definitely overcomplicated in my mind. Because, I mean, and it was a lot of work. We have a second deck coming out now. They are a lot of work. Our decks have over 60 cards in them, so that's 60 individual messages and art and all of that. You know, it is a lot of work, but it was simple. It was simple to create. It was just a commitment to following it through.
Oh wait, I lost you for a second.
You paused for a second. I said it was a lot of work, but it was simple. It was actually very simple to do.
Absolutely. So I was a little, well, I wasn't that intimidated because I just have this delusion that, like, how hard could anything be?
Yeah.
I think I've explained it to the point where, like, if an electrician comes over, I'm like, can you show me what you're doing so I can just fix it next time? And they're like, no, you will die. So, and I had seen people, you know, teaching courses on, like, how to create a deck and all these things. So I thought, oh, maybe it is harder than I think. Well, it's actually quite simple. So I'm excited. I can happily let you know the resource that we use to order our decks. We use a website called makeplayingcards.com. Mm-hmm. We have some peers who have also used that website. Mm-hmm. And you basically, you know, make you get an idea. You think, okay, I want to do this many cards, this type of cards. They come in circles and squares and rectangles and different types of boxes. You can kind of like dream up what you want it to look like and how many cards you want per deck. And do you want the glossy or the matte print? Like, there's all these little choices you make. Mm-hmm. And then we simply went into Canva. And before we did that, actually, we just mapped out what we wanted our deck to be.
Yep.
For our first deck, we came up with 60 different messages, like, you know, trust and solitude and inspired action, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And we really spent some time meditating on what are the 60 themes and words that we want to place on cards. And once we got those, we went into Canva and created, you know, rectangles in the size that would align with what we needed for the ordering form, and created, we went one by one over a couple of months. We spent a couple months on it.
Yeah.
And Sadie did this beautiful, you know, artwork for every single card. Mm-hmm. And I wrote all of the phrases, and then together we came up with sort of like the box design and the color scheme and all these things. And before we knew it, it was time to place a sample order. It was not that hard.
Nothing is cooler than spending months looking at something on your screen and not really like comprehending what it's about to be and then holding it in your hand. And that was just a single sample deck. And then when we ordered our big order of decks and them all just coming and being like, oh my god, we made all of these. It was crazy. It was so cool. It was so rewarding. And yeah, it was actually really simple. I mean, we just laid it out for you. And the other piece of that is then, of course, this is something that we had to invest in buying up front. Of course, if you want to sell goods, there's awesome options like drop ship and print on demand. But this was, of course, something that I think we could have printed on demand, but it would have been like not very, what's the word, profitable for us. So we were like, you know what? We're going to figure out how to invest in buying our decks up front because we want to price it as good as we can for our consumer, and that feels good energetically for us to make our profit with, right? Mm-hmm. So you might be thinking, well, I would love to make a deck, but I don't have the cash to buy 100 decks up front. And I hear you. That's a big investment. We started with 100 decks. That's what we chose to do. Of course, the more you buy, the lower the cost per deck. But of course, you're handing over more cash. So we decided we were going to invest in 100 decks to start out with. And we got creative and we said, you know, we're not really prepared to hand over this cash up front. So let's do pre-orders. So this is how we got creative and resourceful. So we funded our first order. We were transparent. We said, hey, these are pre-orders. It is about to be in production. So these will be shipping out in 2 to 4 weeks once it's been produced and shipped to us. And that was how we sold enough decks, I think, to like pretty much exactly fund a payment to buy our decks from the production company. And then when we received them, we sent out all those decks. And then from there, it was our profit. And so every deck we sold after that, we got to profit from. So again, if you feel like, well, I would love to sell goods, but I don't have, you know, the cash right now to buy a bunch, there's so many ways you can do that. A deck is a little bit more expensive to buy, like 100 up front, but we did pre-orders. That was our creative solution. I also have experience now selling goods for Hot Juicy Magic, and the same thing, I paid for those things up front, but I chose the types of goods that were low cost and I was going to sell for low cost. So it wasn't like I had to hand over $10,000 to create my shop. I believe it was less than $1,000 to buy that stuff and all of the wrapping and be set. And then in the first day that I opened my shop, I actually made, or maybe it was the first 2 or 3 days, but the initial launch, I sold that amount. And so from here on out, it's profit for that initial batch of goods that I bought. So it's just about getting smart and being like, okay, well, this is how much I have to spend on my goods. This is how much I'm going to charge for them. I would like to make this amount, and playing with the numbers in a way and finding the sweet spot where it makes sense for the market and the demand and for your time and energy. And then getting creative and how to fund that if you don't have the cash up front. So pre-orders are always a really fun option. People are excited about what you've created. You can show the digital mock-up, and people are ready to buy. When you're excited, they get excited. And we're not going to dive really deep into launch strategy today. That's something that, if you're ready for that, we dive into it in Quantum Goddess. But selling is also easier than we make it up to be. And the key to selling is to be genuinely excited and thrilled about what you have to share.
Absolutely. I loved when we came to the decision of like, oh, we'll put like, you know, X amount of money towards a sample deck, mm-hmm. and show everybody like what it is. And we sold a ton of pre-orders. Mm-hmm. And then that covered the order. And then it's been so fun to have these physical decks to bring to different events and shows. And we've sold, I think we have such a small amount left, but
yeah.
But that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do the same strategy for the holographic mm-hmm. deck that's coming out soon. We put that together quite similarly. We, you know, came up with our suits and our categories and how we wanted to do it and the colors, and we designed it, and you know, we did it little by little. It's a big undertaking, and mm-hmm. whether we're talking about decks or you're making anything or creating anything, you know, these things require time. But with us, the way that we create, we sort of don't put like a hard and fast deadline on things. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, let's get this done by around June 1st. And ironically, this deck, we it was done exactly on June 1st, but there's like this, there's still the fun in the creative process and not mm-hmm. pushing ourselves. Because I used to push myself with, I have to get my EP recorded by November 5th, and it never gets recorded by then. It doesn't get done till the end of December, and I would stress out, and it didn't matter. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
So just allowing the creativity to flow and to, you know, hold yourself accountable mm-hmm. for sure. But it's like construction. Things tend to take a little longer than you think they're going to take. And that is okay as long as you finish them.
Yep.
Don't keep putting it off.
Yes.
So that's how we, you know, sort of like the back end of how we put decks together. Do you want to chat about how we put together our first retreat?
Yeah. So this was also another big undertaking. Hosting people is no small thing. You got to make sure they're safe and they're fed and they're getting value. You know, they're being entertained and supported and all of those things. You have to provide the value that you're promising them. So this was another just idea that was thrown out there, and we were like, okay, great. How hard could it be, as Juliet says? So we started exploring places we could host it, getting an idea of what it would cost us to rent the biggest place we could get to invite as many people as possible. And we landed on, we found a beautiful cabin in Wisconsin, and I didn't know, Juliet sent me a bunch of options and I was like, I like this one the best. Didn't know where it was. Of course it was in Wisconsin. I was just intuitively drawn to my homeland. But it was, I mean, this cabin is effing huge. And it is, I think when this records, we're, or when this posts, we're about to head off to our retreat. But it was we had to put a lot of money down to secure this cabin. It's a gigantic cabin for a full weekend, for a long weekend. So, again, we said, well, you know what? We were not prepared to hand over that cash, but let's tell everyone our vision. Let's be transparent and say, we have not secured this cabin. This is when we sell enough spots to put the down payment on this, then we will secure it. So it's either going to be this cabin or something similar. This is what it's about. Do you want to come? And people said yes. And we sold most of the spots in our retreat immediately. And so we were able to secure that original cabin we did want. But again, it was about just being transparent and saying, hey, this is what we want to do. When we sell enough spots, then we're going to confirm that with you, that that is indeed the place. But if it's not that place, somewhere just as nice and just as big when we secure those spots. And hey, if we had sold two spots and that's it, we would have refunded those spots because we wouldn't have been able to book our retreat with those many people. But anyways, so that's how we started. We said, this is the spot we want. This is our vision. Okay, so we created Juliet created a pamphlet. It was our branding. It was some photoshops of me and Juliet over the lake. That was hysterical.
Oh, we were laughing so hard. We're like, who do we think we are?
and we shared with our community. This was a Patreon only retreat that we launched, and we sold those spots. And we said, okay, great. So it's happening. So now what? Well, now we're going to help people, you know, understand where they're flying into and how we're traveling to the cabin. We're going to get, you know, dietary restrictions and foods that they like, and we're gonna plan for you know, all of the meals and the snacks, and we're going to solidify like our schedule and the things we're doing together, the time we're spending together, and we took care of all of the details. It would have been fine to figure out all of those details and put the cash down to book the cabin and then sell it, because that's how it worked out. But it was our first retreat ever, and sometimes you don't know how things are going to be received. I've launched programs before that just didn't hit and didn't sell. And thank goodness I hadn't done all of the detailed work to record and write out every module. So my advice for whether it's like a program or a big retreat or something, some sort of big undertaking that's going to take you a lot of work, is to get really, really clear on your vision. Really clear on your vision, what you're going to be teaching or what this retreat's going to entail, and then sell it. Make sure people are interested in it. Make sure that you have the signups that make it worth your energy, and then go ahead and fill in all of those really important details later, because you know that you're capable of them, and you know that you'll figure it out, and you know you'll get help if you need it, right? So the retreat was, I mean, again, something that could have felt way too complicated, but we took it a step at a time. We figured out how to accept payments. We figured out, you know, how to set up forms to get everyone's information. We did our research to make, this is important, a liability form for everyone to sign. We just checked all of the boxes one at a time.
I want to add a few things. So in again, I'm not a travel agent. I went on to either Airbnb or Vrbo or whatever I did, wherever I looked, and I picked the entire United States and I picked the highest number of beds and went through, and there were a couple cool places in Florida. I mean, there were some places, and this one I saw it and I was like, oh, well, like that's it. Sadie's going to pick it. I was like, I'm going to sneak it in with a few others, but I know she's going to pick it. And it just sort of had everything we wanted. And, you know, it was very, you know, I think the reason that we have so much trust in our community and in our audience is we're very honest with them, mm-hmm. and we'll say, hey, we're not booking this until this many people can sign up. If only this many people sign up, we'll refund you immediately. Mm-hmm. It's many thousands of dollars to stay at a place like this for, you know, 3 nights, 4 nights. And this is our vision for how it's going to be. Again, using Canva to piece together the vision for it. And I think we sold like 10 spots in a day. And it was like, okay, wow, I guess this is happening. Mm-hmm. And it's just been such a learning experience. And I cannot wait to do an episode talking about like everything that happened and everything we learned and mm-hmm. just the funny stories and the transformative things that are going to happen. Because I just know it's going to be, like, I think it's going to be the way I imagine my wedding is going to feel someday. Like, I think it's going to be yeah. that caliber of just unbelievably amazing. But it was a matter of being creative and resourceful and, you know, getting some interest. And before we started going, what are we going to feed everybody? And what we don't, Sadie and I are very good at not getting ahead of ourselves when it comes to the details. We definitely are ahead of ourselves in terms of like, we have the next 6 months planned out together and we like know what we're going to be doing and teaching and launching mm-hmm. and creating and all these things. But when it comes to these little details, we don't get fussy about them until we absolutely need to.
Right.
And then, you know, like I mentioned, we're just very honest. We create Google forms, you know, please fill out what types of food you want to eat. Please fill out what you're allergic to. I think we sold the retreat before we even had a website.
We used Jotform. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, I mean, so again, you could say, well, it's never going to happen until I have a website. And we do so much work and discussion and amazing workshopping on websites in Quantum Goddess. And mm-hmm. we definitely recommend having one. But we did a lot before we ever even had one. So yeah. don't let that be an excuse.
You can get a free Linktree account. And link forms and link a calendar. And there's so many free things you can do, especially if you haven't really gotten to a place where like you have clear branding and you're just sort of in the space where you're discovering that for yourself. What's my brand? What do I want to offer? Don't build a website yet. That's fine. Figure it out. And then mm-hmm. when you start feeling really clear on that, perfect. And that's something we do in Quantum Goddess is we help you get clear on that. And then we make it your website an enchanting portal for people to come visit and go, oh, I understand. I understand what it is you do and I'm excited by it. And I want to say selling that retreat was really exciting. It was our first ever 5-figure day, which was pretty
really exciting.
Surreal.
I was getting my hair cut and I was screaming.
And it was so funny. I was flying that day. I was flying to New York City to visit my friend and I landed and I was like, oh shit, we sold 10 spots. It was crazy. I went up in the air and I came down and we had made 5 figures in a few hours. So that was really exciting. It was surreal. It was cool. And it wasn't hard. It took a lot of, we couldn't have done that out of nowhere. We work really hard. We put so much value into this podcast and we put so much of our energy into our Patreon community. But these are all things that excite us and we want to be doing. And that's the key, is like setting up your digital business in a way that excites you and you want to show up for and providing lots of value. And then when it's time to sell something, people are lining up and they're excited because you've given so much of yourself and it's clear that you are excited. If we sold a retreat just to make cash and we were like, ugh, I can't believe I have to go hang out with these people, like we wouldn't sell the that energy wouldn't sell. We're genuinely so fucking thrilled. It is such a gift that we get to go hang out with these people, and it shows. That's why we sold it out, because we're really excited to show up and support and serve and just be in the energy of all of these beautiful community members. So you have to create things that excite you, and not because you think this is the fastest way or the most efficient way to make cash, but because it's the thing that excites you the most.
Oh, absolutely. And in the spirit of transparency I mentioned earlier, we are getting a couple hours of help every week just in this month leading up to the retreat from beautiful Anna Lynn, mm-hmm. just helping us sort of compile like a grocery list and some other things. She's helping us with some surprises and stuff. So yeah. it's just that's been the most fun thing. And then we booked another retreat. Mm-hmm. because we sold this one out so quickly, we reached out to Trova Trip mm-hmm. and said, this is our reputation with the last retreat that we sold. This is our vibe and our brands and our energy. We've never hosted an international retreat. We think it would be great. And bada bing, bada boom, we have like 4 meetings with them and we are confirmed going to Bali next summer.
Yep.
Just another thing that was like, you know, I'm so big on outreach magic. And again, that's something that like an entire week is spent on in Quantum Goddess. It's week 11. And it is such a game-changing week because the energy of reaching out and the like practical ways to do it and how to phrase emails and cover letters, how to speak on the phone, like how mm-hmm. to like expand your business. So I was thinking, you know, the next thing we could chat about whenever you're ready to wrap up this retreat talk would be these events and these parties that we've worked.
Yeah. I think the final thing I want to say with to add to the retreat talk is we know and understand and respect our limits. We felt very capable of hosting a retreat in the US mm-hmm. all on our own with the support of our assistant, Anna Lynn. That felt really doable and really good and really exciting. When it came to an international trip, we said, no, we don't have the experience for that. We don't have connections. We don't know people. You know, maybe if we had a friend that was like, oh, I live in Bali now, let me help you do this. Maybe in that case, we would have joined forces and done something like that, but we didn't. So we knew our limits, we respected our limits, and we said, we're gonna go to someone and get help this time. So of course, like we're in business with a partnership with Trova Trip, so they're profiting too, you know, but that's worth it because we know that we're not gonna be able to create the level of retreat that we desire and that we feel good and is safe, to be honest, in an international trip when we don't know where we're going. We're not yeah. familiar with it. So we said, we know our limits. We can't do it all ourselves. So let's invest by partnering with someone else in this capacity. So that's another lesson, is knowing, understanding, and respecting your limits. There's so much we can do on our own and there's so much information out there. But again, when it's time, invest in the partnership, invest in the mentor, invest in the group program, invest in, Juliet and I invested in each other from the get-go. We said, let's go in partnership because we will be more valuable together. That's an investment in each other, right? So just trusting in that and understanding that for yourself.
Absolutely. And I think just a big key to succeeding in general, and something that we hold very, very close to our hearts, is that we want to do every single thing we do, every move that we make, is with the utmost integrity. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to sign up for one of our programs and they want to build a brick and mortar store, and we've had this happen, we mm-hmm. say, I'm not sure that's something that we're going to be the best fit for you for. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously I would love to enroll you and you know, enjoy figure that abundance.
Yeah.
But if we don't think that we're the right fit for something, we're extremely honest. Same thing with a retreat. It's like, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if you and I had teamed up and said, we're gonna take everybody to Peru and right. nobody speaks Spanish and we don't know anything about Peru, but everybody buy a ticket.
Like, we'll pre-sell the tickets and we'll figure it out. No, we know our limits.
No. So it's like knowing that you're limitless and everything is possible, but knowing that like people are really putting their faith and their trust in you, whether it's a program or an in-person experience or whatever it is that you're going to be selling or offering. And I am just so big, and I know Sadie is too, on like over-delivering. Like, I'm very passionate mm-hmm. about over-delivering and leaving people feeling like they are so thought of and so well taken care of, and that they're like, wow, I can't believe I got all of that from what was promised to me. So that's just a really good, like, you know, as you navigate through your business, through your life, to just move with a lot of integrity and honesty and transparency, and just like, how would you want to be treated as a client, as an attendee, like as a student, like what would make you feel really valued? So that's something else.
Yeah, I think just the vibe of, I'm going to under promise and over deliver. And it's not about selling yourself short, like, yeah, like talk yourself up and all of that stuff. But that's an abundance mindset. Like, I can share everything I've got with you. I'm not going to withhold. I'm not going to say, well, if you want that piece of information, then you got to buy this. Of course, we can have levels in our programs, right? Like, we have different programs that are for different things. But like, when you come in Quantum Goddess, like, we hold nothing back. We will tell you everything. I mean, we're telling you everything now, to be honest, in less detail, but we are ready to give everything we have to get you where you want to go.
It's our dream. I want everyone who comes through Quantum Goddess and just sort of moves through our community in general to like go off and be successful and be the shining stars of their lives and have, you know, their wildest dreams play out. And if they host a retreat or if they start a program and just a little piece of what we taught helps them, like, hooray, you know, that's what we want. So, and also just from a, like, selfish is the wrong word, but it's good for our business if you go off and do very well. Like, it makes us look good. So why would we want to hold you
if back? We withhold information that will help you and then you don't succeed, that doesn't look good for us.
For anybody. It's
good,
yeah,
for,
no.
It's good for no one. It serves all of us for us to live in abundance and say, this is everything I have to help you. Like, I'm going to give you every idea. I'm going to give you everything I know. I'm going to give you my connections if I have them. Like, that serves everyone involved.
It was sweet. There was a graduate of Quantum Goddess, and they had their dream. They were applying to their dream job today, actually. And we were in communication about it. And they said, oh, I'm working on the cover letter. And I was like, well, you can send it to me. I'm happy to take a look. And they were like, are you serious? And I was like, yes. And I sparkled that thing up. And I was like, if you get this job, like, it has nothing to do with me. I want you to have this because you deserve this. And like, it's like, we just love seeing people succeed and supporting them, you know, even after the program ends, within reason, we're happy to be there for you. And just see just all the miracles and the goodness play out in your life. So that, yes. I'm excited to hear back. I think they're going to definitely get the job.
Yay. So yeah, let's talk about all of the amazing events we work. And I want you to talk about the outreach magic and how that's happened. But I want to share a funny anecdote about when we left one of our events. So
okay. I don't know what this story is going to be,
but you'll have a laugh when I share it. So Julia and I, you've heard the story of how my intuition led us to our events we booked in Las Vegas and New York, where I was like, Juliet, we got to go to the Rose Bowl. And then Juliet's go-getter energy made that happen. Cause I've, to be honest, would have just let that intuitive nudge pass me by, truly. Especially if I was by myself. If I didn't have a partner, like, I never would have been like, okay, Sadie, let's go by ourselves to the Rose Bowl. No way. and then we met beautiful Samara there, and she, and that's what I said. I said, we're going to meet someone there that's going to make us a lot of money. And then we got to do that. So that was sort of the beginning of our events. And then I'm going to let Juliet tell you about the incredible intuitive nudges she got and then the action she took to get us a lot more events. But we worked one of these events and we left and we were like, wow, we were there. It was going great. we were blown away by the party we ended up at. This was a high level VIP event. We went through the gated community of, was it Calabasas? We had to show our ID at the gate because this is a celebrity community. Okay. We go to this amazing party. They ask us to extend for like hours. So we leave and we're like, oh my God, we were supposed to work for two and I think we worked for four. And we're like, oh my God, we just made that much money in 4 hours. That's crazy. And by the way, we pulled the prices out of our ass. They said, how much? And we said, an outrageous amount. This is our hourly. These people asked for no reference of how did you come up with this price. They were like, okay, great, you're hired. But we were like, we were doing the math of what we made each in 4 hours, and we made what would have taken us each, not combined, each 50 hours, because we worked hourly, both of us, at that store we worked together at. So over a week plus 10 hours, a 40-hour work week plus another 10 hours into the next week, we made that in 4 fucking hours. And that was such, I have chills right now, that was such, I mean, we were laughing hysterically because our bodies were like freaking out that that had just happened. We were like, it was a what the fuck moment. And it was sort of a like, how dare we, in a fun way. And a like, how did we get here? Like, how did, and we're not working these events every weekend, but they happen pretty often. Yeah. And it's just crazy. And we wouldn't have been able to do those things, and this is important, without the abundance work that we put in for ourselves, because we spent, both of us, a lot of time working on our money mindset and working on our abundance mindset. And so we had the audacity to say, this is how much we charge, with confidence. And people going, okay, great, and being perfectly excited to not only pay us, but to extend us at that outrageous rate for an extra 2 hours. And guess what? They were thrilled, and we networked with them. And then we ended up working with them after the fact again in outrageous ways that we can't talk to you about. So all this to say, just, I'm going to let Juliet take it from here with the energy of the outreach magic, but like, just go for it. I mean, this was crazy to me. I couldn't believe this. And we've done more parties since then.
So when you said that you get these ideas and then I run with them, I feel like you release these wild horses and I like ride on them.
You've got like a lasso and you've got to reel them in and you're like, whoa, boy. And you're like, here we go.
Absolutely. That's our partnership. You're like the beautiful damsel letting these horses out. Oh, no. And I'm like, I'll get it.
You're like, ma'am, please stop letting these loose so crazy.
No, I live for it. So every day I wake up excited because I'm like, what's she going to think of next?
What's the batshit crazy insane idea she's going to tell me next? And then I'm like, how did Juliet do? I'm like, I have the inklings of like, well, maybe we could, as a, like, maybe we could start there. And Juliet's like, so last night at 3 a.m. I finished that thing. And I was like, what? What do you mean? We just started.
I just get inspired. So this was one of those things where I was watching the Paris Hilton cooking show with my mom, because she's like, there's an episode with Kim Kardashian, you have to see it, you're gonna love it. So I sit down with my mommy and we watch this episode, and I'm seeing this party planning company that is doing all the decorations, and their name flashes on the screen. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should reach out to them, because I was thinking, well, I could start at small party planners, or I could go, which is my outreach strategy, straight to the top. So I just looked up like Beverly Hills party planners, top Los Angeles party, celebrity party planners. Like, I just looked them up and reached out using my coveted outreach strategy. And so anyways, this was one of them, because I was like, oh, well, if they're working with Kim in Paris, like, this is on a first name basis.
They're working with my BFFs, Kim in Paris, then. Kim
is, you know. So I thought, well, this is who we need to be with. Like, obviously. So, you know, I did some reach out and I followed up a few times and then got this completely out of the blue offer to work this exact party. And it was so funny because so much of the work that I get for us, for myself individually, nobody speaks to me on the phone. Nobody asks for a list of references.
They have complete and utter trust in us.
It's, you know, I'm going to be honest. There might be like some white privilege embedded in there. And I, you know, I'm not going to ignore that. But just an odd amount of trust.
There's a spooky amount. I'm like, you guys are being irresponsible. You're lucky we're trustworthy, but do better.
This gig that we worked in this gated community for these celebrity people, okay, we were paid before we even showed up.
In full.
In full.
Like weeks in advance.
I texted the day before and I said, yo, can we get the address and like, who are we supposed to meet when we get there? And they said, oh, here's the address, you'll be fine. We walked in our full-on get-ups with our little decks of cards going like, who the heck are we supposed to, hi, whose party is it? We didn't even know. And they set us up and they're bringing us tequila. And I mean, it was the most fun working I'd ever had in my life. And yeah, what it led to was crazy. We did another, then they reached out to us for another event that was like, hey, do you want to be filmed for this major television show? And featured as the card readers. We're like, yeah, that would be nice. Thank you. And get paid at the same time. Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
We are, Julia is the queen of finding things that simultaneous pay us, things we would do for free because the networking is that valuable or the visibility is that valuable, but also we get paid handsomely.
Like, oh my god,
all these things we would have been like, oh, that's who we're gonna meet, we'll come for free, but we don't.
Thousands of dollars later. I mean, it's crazy. And then, you know, I do my follow-up outreach magic where, you know, every month, knock, knock, whether you're in...
Remember us? Sort
of, whether it's with us or with music. I used to be more on top of it with songwriting sessions. People could not get rid of me. I'd be like, hey, it's been 6 weeks. Time to book with me again. And like, they're like, wow, Juliet's really going for it. So whatever you do, you know, I talk a lot in the program about clienteling, about, you know, how I reach out, what I say, all these things. But it's made our income in so many ways. It's been this whole new level of financial excitement and freedom. And it has sometimes come because somebody reaches out to us, but more times than not, it's because we reach out to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, to get the events ready, we worked one event sort of as a favor and as an opportunity. We did end up getting paid, which was very sweet and generous of the host. But we just did it and said, yeah, sure, let's do it, see how it goes. And then at that point, we had done it one time and we said, you know what, this went great. And there's really something here. And that was never really the plan to do live events.
No, but
it's probably
but we loved
one of
it.
My favorite little pieces of our business because it's so fun to get dressed up and go to these, you know, bougie parties and be like the hit of the night, honestly, mm-hmm. because, you know, it's a very rare thing, number one, to have card readers, psychics, but to also have like two young, cute girls who work as a team. Like, it's unique. And so if whatever you're doing, if you can find a unique niche and you can sort of do something in a way that hasn't been done quite exactly like you before, it's okay if it is. I mean, there's a lot of people who are painters and mathematician, you know, whatever it is that you do. But to find sort of that unique way where it's like, oh, this, I've not really seen something quite like this, even if it's just by one small detail, really makes you stand out.
Well, and so, I think like usually that unique small detail, you don't have to stress over that because it comes by doing it the way you want to do it, not the way you think you should do it. And that's like what usually is like that little factor that makes you stand out, makes you unique, helps you magnetize the people that are meant for you. And I just want to say, like, some of you might think, oh, my idea doesn't need outreach magic. But I would challenge you to also get creative with that, because we've had a lot of interesting things happen through Outreach Magic in the first round of Quantum Goddess. Like, I don't normally typically think of like tattoo artists. I think of them like serving an individual. But through Outreach Magic and connecting with community, our tattoo artist, Rosemary Ink Handpoke, she's got people interested in like booking her for parties and like coming to a yoga studio and doing like a community event and doing things like that. So I would challenge you to get creative and go, how does outreach apply to me? Because there is a lot of cash there ready to be made and a lot of fun to be had, because I'll say, like, I'm someone that has social anxiety. So every time we go to an event, I'm like really nervous. And then once we start, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. And it's so fun. And it, of course, helps to have a partner. But even if you're someone where you're like, oh, no, I want to avoid people at all costs, I would still challenge you to dream up a way that is exciting for you and serves the community and is really supportive of you and helps you step into abundance. Because, I mean, that's what a business is all about. It's putting yourself out there and connecting with people. So there's a lot of magic in outreach.
Absolutely. And outreach can also be, if you, now this is something that we've never done. We've never done a brand deal, an advertisement, anything like that, which is sort of shocking. I believe that will happen in our future. But if that's another great way to outreach. These companies need to know you exist. People need to know you exist. And there's a way to, you know, reach out to them that piques their interest and can create some shared benefit for both of you. Why not reach out? It's, you know, we are the sponsors of our own podcast, which is why you hear us going brr, 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 talking about our decks and our Patreon and all these things. Ooh, let's talk about how we built our Patreon, because it's a very specific model that we came up with.
Oh, yeah. I do want to make one note about that, because in the past I had a different Instagram that was sort of like the same energy of like positive messages and things like that, but very different. And I didn't have a lot of followers, but I had a really, really engaged following, and I would reach out to companies all of the time that aligned with the vibe. So this was when I had a photographer ex-boyfriend and we would go hiking all the time. So I had all of these beautiful nature photos of me hiking. And so it was very like outdoorsy, and I would put like a positive message and whatever. So I made quite a bit of money. I reached out to like yoga, like clothing brands, natural skincare brands. I told them, hey, this is how many followers I have. This is the percentage and the age groups and this is my engagement rate. And that engagement rate is key. So you don't have to have a big following. But if you have a really engaged audience, you can make a lot of money even with a small following. And we've done all of this with not gigantic followings at all. So don't think you have to wait till you get 10,000 followers to make any money, because we started all of that without that. So just wanted to add that note.
I love that. There's also a model of like, if you have, whether it's a band or an artist, if you have 1,000 like devoted fans, like you are set. So I think in today's day, we think, we know people who have hundreds of thousands of followers, and maybe their engagement and their profits from that are really high, but you know, I'd rather have 1,000 devoted, loyal, engaged followers in my community than 600,000 who don't really care.
Yeah.
So it's quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
And remembering that every single one of those people is not a number, they are a person, and providing as much value to them as you can, on social media, whether you're inspiring them, teaching them something, making them laugh, like whatever value you offer.
Yeah, think really of important. Like, so I know the algorithm can get frustrating. And so take a look at, like, if you're already on there, take a look at your engagement rate. That's the number that really matters. And look at that number. Like, if a post and the engagement on a post would be like adding up the likes and comments and saves and like shares, all those numbers would go into an engagement rate. So let's say that totals to 100. Put 100 people in a room. That's a lot of people. That's exciting. Sometimes mm-hmm. I even like get frustrated because I'm like, oh, my engagement isn't what I want to be. But if I put the math together and I'm like, well, actually, if I put that many people in a room, that's pretty cool that they all liked what I made. So just focusing on, yes, the individual aspect. And like, I always like to just visualize. I'm like, what if I put them, like, I'm like, I sit at my desk looking out of my front yard. I'm like, what if all those people are in my front yard right now looking at me? I'm like, well, that's a lot of people. That's exciting that I'm talking to right now. So yes. Yeah, let's talk about the Patreon.
So this was another thing that we sort of came up with an idea, and then I think not even 3 months in, reinvented it because it grew so quickly. Yeah. It started off as join our Patreon, $5 a month for the BFF tier, which gets you in a Telegram group chat with us. All of this was 100% free to set up on our end. Mm-hmm. Or $22.22 a month gets you in our coven meeting. And then we did have a VIP tier for like a month, and then we thought, we don't need this. So we took that out. And so after a few months, we had all these different, we started with like one Telegram group chat. And then we thought we needed different categories. Then everybody had to join like 12 different Telegram. And then it was just getting so, it was just so, it was such a beautiful problem to have that everybody wanted to talk and connect so much that new people were joining all the time, that we moved over to Discord, which was also free to set up. And we created all of these places, these specific channels for different areas of communication and connection, places where people could share about their day, their pets, their life, their spells, the cards that they're pulling, the food that they're making. I mean, there's something for everyone. And we created these guidelines of, this is how we speak to each other in this group. And these are our expectations. And, you know, and everybody's, you know, been amazing with that. And it just created this community. There is nothing more powerful than creating community. Mm-hmm. I am learning that more and more and feeling into that every single day, how valuable that is and how much we genuinely need that to survive and thrive in life. Mm-hmm. And to be on our side of it and to be like, oh my gosh, we have sort of put this platform together quite easily. Mm-hmm. And anybody could do this. And you could even make a Discord group and make it free if you want to just sort of start a community or get people, you know, in your energy and sharing your stuff with them. Like, there's no rules that it has to be paid. In our case, we noticed when people paid the $5, they were like so much more engaged and so much more into it because we had a free Facebook group and like nobody using it.
Yeah. Paying makes rarely. People more engaged for whatever reason that is. We put value on it. That's why.
Mm-hmm. And there's like a fun sense of like, it's like a private group, you mm-hmm. know, and everybody's safe and protected in there. And, you know, if anybody strange comes in, which we've not really had happen, you know, they'll be removed. Like, we protect our people. And so, and by strange, I mean going against our guidelines of kindness and yes. respect and whatever. So building community has been, I think, the most exciting piece of the Goddess Hangs brand mm-hmm. and the Goddess Hangs family, because when you really get to know people and what they're going through and what excites them and what their pain points are and all these things, you can become such a more helpful business owner and leader and creator because you know what your people need from you. Mm-hmm. And so the practical side of putting it together was just getting a Discord account. We are paying monthly so that people can send videos longer than like 7 seconds, because that was a fun thing from Telegram that everybody was missing. So, but it's like,
but it is free.
$25.
Yeah.
But the app itself is free. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really rewarding, really special, and it definitely helps us better serve our community, because a lot of podcast episodes are inspired by themes we notice in the chat. Oh, it seems like everyone's kind of going through this. Maybe we should talk about that this week as like a mm-hmm. mindset theme. So it's just been, and it's just so special. Like I like knowing who I'm talking to while we're recording these episodes. It's really cool. And it feels like I'm just so grateful that people find value in the free content we put out, like this podcast, and the value of the community. And it's just such a, it makes me, and it makes both of us feel so supported and loved for that small energy exchange to be a part of our community. So it's been really rewarding. And I'll say, we didn't start a Patreon right off the bat. Mm-hmm. We built our community. We used to go on Instagram Live a lot to really connect with people. So if you feel like you're not really getting enough engagement, enough interest in like making a community like that yet, I would say like go on Instagram Live a lot or whatever, like would sort of equal that for you, like where you like to hang out and talk to your community, spend time with them, because that's how you really get to know them and connect with them. And we started our Patreon out of demand for it. People were like, oh my God, you should start a Patreon. You should start, you know, like we want this. And so we were like, oh, hell yeah, we'll do that. We're excited. So the lesson from that is just like, your community is everything, and showing up for them makes them show up for you. It's a reciprocal relationship, right? It's really special. And I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. I think sometimes that's, you know, many times we're led by our intuition, and it never hurts to ask your clients, your community, you know, would this be interesting to you? Would you sign up for a course mm-hmm. about this? Would you attend a free class about this? Would you want to come hang out with me in Patreon? Like, it doesn't have to be such a guessing game. You can take polls. You can DM people. You can ask. And I think, you know, ask. It's like give. I just heard Gary Vee talk about this. Like, I'm on like a Gary Vee kick right now. But he's like, just give, and then ask at the end, rather than like sort of pretend you're giving, but really you're trying to take. There's a very different energy about that. And you can sniff it out, you know?
Totally.
So it's really been the ride of both of our lives to do this together. And I'm so happy that we were able to record this episode and share some like step-by-step behind the scenes practical ways in which we made these things happen. They are easier than you think. If you like the energy and the knowledge and the just everything we have to offer about running a profitable business, and you have your vision, I cannot emphasize enough, and I know Sadie feels the same way, that Quantum Goddess will just blow your mind. Absolutely. And it will change your life. Absolutely. And I've never been more confident about anything. Truly.
Yeah. There's one more thing I want to talk about really quickly, because it's something that sort of floated in and out of our businesses that we sometimes offer and sometimes don't. But we have a lot of babes in our community who love doing readings. And when you decide that you want to offer readings as a business offering, it can be like intimidating, because it's like, well, it's sort of a loop of like, well, I can't do that until I have more experience. But how do you get more experience until you start doing it? So I just want to give a really quick, we have a run off to another call, but a really quick breakdown of again, just being really in integrity, really transparent. you know, I would say do no more than like 5 free readings, put it out into the world and say, I'm taking 5 free readings, and then just walk up a ladder of like pricing those as you get more experience. Mm-hmm. So whether it's tarot or oracle or no cards and just your own psychic intuition, whatever it is, you have to start doing them. And that's what we did. We started charging a low amount and getting practice and saying, hey, I'm new, I'm developing, and then working our way up and just being very transparent about, this is the kind of reading I offer, this is what you get. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I got the nudge, like, you have a lot of readers in your audience or people that want to do that. And it can be a really, really fun offering. It's another great way to connect with people. It's really, really fulfilling. And so just start is my advice for that. And we both just started with lower prices and worked those up as they feel good. And you'll know when it's time to raise your price when your readings start to feel draining and you start feeling like, oh, I booked another reading. You should be excited when you book a reading. Mm-hmm. So when you start feeling like, oh, that's when it's time to raise the price. And there's no limit on that. Because whatever it is that you have to offer, like, you'll feel it when it's right. You'll feel an integrity. You'll feel excited. You won't, like, if you feel anxious, like you can't deliver, then maybe you need to step down a little bit and get more practice. But that's my advice there, is just like, just start. And be in integrity and be transparent about where you're at in your journey with doing reading. So I just wanted to add that really quick.
Oh, I love that. That is going to be so helpful. I know. I feel that. Good thinking.
Had it on the brain.
She's a smarty pants.
So yes, we gave this episode. I hope you pulled something helpful for you and your dream business. And now it's time for us to ask after we gave. No, there's so much free. There's so much free in here. And I hope that it supports you. But we would love to invite you to ask you to join us in Quantum Goddess. It's just priceless to have that accountability. We lay out the practical steps, step by step, a website, what should be in it, how to make it magnetic, creating offerings that feel so juicy and so fun to you, that are unique to you, that excite you, and that will be so exciting to your dream audience, social media strategy, branding, how to launch, and then all of the energetic work that goes along with that. Abundance mindset is huge. Learning to live with fear and be courageous and go for it anyways, releasing resistance. We do so much, and it's honestly a few hours a week that you have to commit to this, and that's all for 3 months. I mean, well, beyond forever and ever, as long as you want a business, but we're not asking you to spend 40 hours a week with us for 3 months. You can quantum leap your idea into a full-fledged business or your existing business to the next level the few hours a week. And we are so ready to serve you and give to you. So please let us know if you have any questions about joining us in this program. We are so excited to get started in a few weeks.
Oh my gosh. And DM us if you also want to book a discovery call and just hop on a Zoom with us, and we'll chat about your visions, your ideas, and we will truthfully, bottom of our hearts, let you know if we believe that the program is right for you. For most people, it's a hard yes. For a couple people, we've said maybe this isn't it. And so we are so honest, and we would love to chat with you and just let you know if we think that, like, having us in your corner would just be the best decision you ever made. In most cases, I believe that it is. So.
Absolutely. And if you want to hear from former Quantum Goddess grads, we have so many Instagram live interview replays on our Instagram. So go to @goddesshangs. You can see us talk to them about their experience and what they got out of it, their favorite parts. They're really inspiring. They're doing really big, amazing things, sold out launches, fully booked calendars. I think another goddess today posted that she had a fully booked calendar for the rest of the month, which is like, it just gave me chills when I saw it. I was like, yes, you go little rock star. That little song, that's what it played in my head. So we're ready to make you our next round of little rock stars.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram @goddesshangs. I'm @IamSadieOlson.
I'm @juliet.piper.
Check out our website, goddesshangs.com, and all of the Quantum Goddess info is in the show notes. Let us know if you have questions. We can't wait to chat with you.
We love you.
We love
you. Thank you for everything.
And let us know how this episode supported you. Even if you're not signing up for the program, How did it help you? How did it support you? What are you working on? We want to know. All right. Bye.